On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 26 degrees tomorrow. Polokwane 27, Johannesburg up to 25.
On the roads in Pretoria, slow-moving traffic on the N4 West as you head towards the N1 highway, and it's also slow in Bedford View due to a stationary vehicle that's on the N3 South at the Gilulis interchange.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Joe Root breaks his Aussie century duck at the Gabba, and World Cup draw puts the box on a collision course with the All Blacks.
Police Minister Senzo Mkunu is back at the Madlanga Commission. He walked the commission through a document that guided his approach and eventually led to the directive to disband the Political Killings Task Team. Anastasia Mokhobi reports.
Mkunu presented crime statistics showing that political killings were not the highest on the charts, nor a significant concern when he took office. Instead, he says his focus was on directing resources towards at least four key crimes, including all murders nationwide.
That is murders, proliferation of firearms, proliferation of drugs in the country, and GBVNF.
Mkunu told the commission that the PKTT directive was drafted by him alone, without influence from anyone.
I would want to indicate to commissioners that I wrote this, although it's not the subject for today, but I wrote the directives and I take full responsibility.
Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has rejected suggestions that South Africa's standing in the G20 is under threat after the United States indicated that Pretoria would not be invited to take part in preparations for the 2026 summit. He spoke to the media on the sidelines of COSATU's Charity Golf Challenge earlier today.
We are yet to receive it in writing, and we will deal with that when it comes. We are, as South Africa, a fully fledged member of the G20.
And in the High Court in Pretoria, they dismissed an application by former President Jacob Zuma seeking to appeal a ruling on his legal fees. Now, the same court ordered him to repay more than 28 million rand spent on his legal fees in an arms deal case. This comes after the Supreme Court of Appeal ruled in 2021 that the state funding for his defense was unlawful and had to be repaid. Cliff Shiko has more.
In his ruling, Judge Anthony Miller said there was no basis to believe another court would reach a different conclusion. Zuma's legal team argues that the 2021 ruling did not name Zuma personally as being liable for the legal fees. When the ruling was delivered in October this year, Zuma was given a 60-day deadline to pay back the money, or the state attorney could approach the court to attach his pension and assets. The appeal application was dismissed with costs. Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
And in Italy, various luxury clothing brands are being accused of using subcontractors who exploited migrant workers in Italy. Now, according to authorities, the workers have been subjected to sweatshop conditions. It's big names, Gucci, Prada, Versace and Yves Saint Laurent, to name but a few. Italian prosecutors requested information about alleged abuses by the brand, but they're not yet under formal investigation. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6, or visit jacarandafm.com.